KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have clear skies and 21 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today, a high of 35. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In state news, concerns about student-to-student bullying have led the Ames School District to suspend its middle school principal. District spokesman Eric Schmidt said the decision to move out Principal Dan Fox wasn't based off just one incident, but rather was an effort to improve Ames Middle School. The district said in an email to parents and staffers last week that district administrators will be working on various measures to ensure there is a safe and orderly environment for teaching and learning. Concerns were raised by parents and students, and an online petition appeared that sought improved safety for LGBTQ students at the school. Officials say that Fox still works for the district and is being paid while on suspension. Governor Kim Reynolds says the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, has again rejected a disaster assistance request for victims of tornadoes that hit Marshall and Polk counties last summer. Reynolds' office announced Tuesday that FEMA had denied her appeal of the agency's earlier rejection of individual disaster assistance stemming from the July 19th tornadoes. The assistance would have helped homeowners, rentals, and businesses in those two counties. In its denial letter, FEMA stated that the damage wasn't severe or widespread enough to merit individual assistance. President Trump did designate disasters in Marshall and Polk counties, making them eligible for other kinds of assistance. Marshalltown was hit especially hard by the July tornado, which the state estimates damaged more than 900 homes. In an update to their earlier report about a shooting at the Mason City Railroad Yard, officials with the Iowa DCI said Tuesday that the event began with a case of trespassing. An investigation has determined that on November 29th, Union Pacific Special Agent Lewis Miner stopped 30-year-old Nathan Lee Olson of Mason City for trespassing across Union Pacific property at the intersection of 9th Street Northwest and Monroe Street in Mason City. An altercation ensued during which Olson was shot by the UP Special Agent. The press release didn't say whether Olson was armed. The UP Railroad employs certified police officers to patrol rail properties across the Midwest. The incident remains under investigation. Olson remains in the care of the Mercy Medical Center of North Iowa. Miner was treated at a hospital last Thursday and then released. Upon completion, the DCI will forward the results of the investigation to the Cerro Gordo County Attorney's Office for review. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the Mason City Police Department. One teen is dead and another is in critical condition after a shooting and crash in a stolen car. Des Moines police received a report that the car was left running by the owner and had been stolen just after 8 o'clock on Sunday night. About 30 minutes later, police got a call about a shooting in a neighborhood that involved a car matching the description of the one that was taken. An officer spotted the car and took off, and then it crashed into a Postal Service delivery van and then into some trees and fencing. Police say a passenger in the car, 16-year-old Emilio Esteban Garcia of Des Moines, died at the hospital, while a 17-year-old driver remained in critical condition. Police recovered a gun from the car as they continue piecing together what happened. A Cedar Rapids woman who drove her car with her two children inside into the Cedar River on a chilly March evening has been given probation. Lynn County court records say 35-year-old Alicia Cole pled guilty to two felony counts of child endangerment causing injury. She was sentenced Tuesday to 3 years probation and 2 5-year prison terms that were suspended. The judge also suspended a total of $1,500 in fines. Authorities say firefighters and police were sent to Cedar Rapids' Mohawk Park at around 4:45 p.m. on March 11th. They found that boaters had already helped Cole and the two children from the sinking car. A court document says all three were exposed to potential hypothermia and drowning. Elsewhere in the news, another retailer is downsizing in Iowa. Pat Powers reports.
Officials with Shopko Stores Operating Company, LLC, in Green Bay, Wisconsin, have announced that three Iowa Shopko hometown stores will be closing their stores in February. The stores are located in Cherokee, Eldora, and Webster City. Company officials said the closing is based on long-term profitability, sales trends, and potential growth not coming in. Shopko operates approximately 360 stores in 25 states. The liquidation sale at the three stores will begin later this week. Reporting from Webster City, I'm Pat Powers.
Well, Florida voters chose last month to close all of that state's dog tracks in 2020, but the head of Iowa's only greyhound racing track said he expects to be in business for at least a few more years. Iowa saw the number of dog tracks cut in half after the Iowa legislature passed a bill in 2014 that shut down the Council Bluffs Greyhound Track and turned over management of the Iowa Greyhound Park in Dubuque to the Iowa Greyhound Association. Track general manager Brian Carpenter says the closing of Florida's 11 tracks by the end of 2020 could mean fewer dogs being bred to run at other tracks, including Iowa's.
You know, I've heard over the years, many years, of how we were coming to an end, and we're still hanging in there 34 years later, so hopefully we have many more, but we'll see what happens.
Iowa's Greyhound season runs from May through October, and many of the dogs at the Dubuque track have run in Florida during the winter. Jason Hess owns Extreme Hess Racing, Kennel in Dubuque, one of nine breed dogs that race at the Iowa facility. He says he'll breed fewer Greyhounds right away.
Because with less tracks coming, it takes about 18 months when puppies start racing, so almost 2 years after breeding them, and that's right when Florida's going to be ending. But we do have some tracks left, so we're still going to be operational.
He says it could become difficult to get enough dogs to race a full season. The Dubuque track will be one of just six Greyhound tracks left in the U.S. once Florida shuts down its track. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For a great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.